Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Blog Talk Radio, Dramatic Brain Radio. I have a lot of script material, and what I decided to do today is a lot of things are bothering me in the news. And first of all, I'll introduce who I am. I'm Tyler Stanley. I'm the host of the show, and I am a brain damaged TBI survivor and proud butch lesbian. And the emphasis is lesbian. I've gotten very angry at the lesbian community in the United States because socialist Democrats have become and forced upon all of us to be of one mind, agree or be stoned at, be taken out of the lesbian community or however way you want to put it. But for me personally, I got so pissed off because basically I lost all my friends coming out. Now, I came out as a lesbian a long time ago, and that wasn't as hard as coming out as a conservative. And I completely, kid you not, I lost all the friends I had, and I've had a lot of friends. And it was this mass exodus of my life. And I found a little group on Facebook, and I know one of the lesbians there. We have a great conservative. It's not lesbian only. It's got lesbians. It's got just about anybody in there that's conservative, but we all respect each other. And what I've noticed as this socialist Democrat movement has taken over our country is there's no place for somebody like me. I don't belong anywhere. I don't belong in these little happy hour cliques. I don't belong in a group that thinks one thought. I mean, the lesbian community has left itself. So not offending. We are one entity, distinguishable from each other. Unless you're conservative, then you are for free speech, lower taxes, prosperity, wealth, bring back California surfing and endless summer days for us here in California. We have got to get back on track here. In one way, I want to hopefully be some influence to do just that. I'm a proud lesbian. I can claim being a lesbian. I'm not ashamed of the word. And I'm not clumped into everybody else. And one thing that I say about the lesbian community today, it lacks sisterhood. When you can actually deny somebody their view or remove them, be part of this hysteria and this lynch mob mentality, remove your sisters from a restaurant or spit on or burn their business. Because you're the board, you're supporting this one mind, one position. And it's pathetic because you know what? We have the power to turn everything around going on in the United States, but not while you turn your backs on your sisters, not while you support violence, you support discrimination as long as somebody's white. Where is the idea that do not discriminate? Just that's how I live my life, and it's worked out very well, but not now because of the pressure to hide a corner because I can't speak my views. It reminds me of what the Jews must have felt like under Hitler or gays and lesbians under Hitler or anyone didn't buy into the Fuhrer. Are you thinking about that? This is what we have here today. We have here today. And you're part of it. You're reading it. You know, somebody asked me the other day, a neighbor actually asked me if I was going to participate in Pride. And I said, Pride. Okay, Pride. Cancel culture? Woke? Support of violence? Anti-conservative? Put me in the closet for the second time in my life? I don't think I feel prideful. I don't think I'm welcome. And that's been very clear. Around the country, conservative, quasi-conservative floats have been denied to enter the parade once we open up the United States. That's sick. It's mental. And I'm ashamed of lesbians. And I miss being a lesbian. But I'd rather be zero than abide by this discrimination against people who have a different view. That's what you're doing. You're putting socialist, violent, political statement. And if you don't agree, well, then we'll just find a way to kill you. We'll find a way to get around it. We'll teach all the children to love transgender and love the rainbow and love everybody and hate whites. And love blacks, Hispanics. Nuts. I think they are. What I wanted to do is make a place here on this radio show for anybody who wants to talk. And that includes socialists. That includes Democrats. Same thing. There's nothing to distinguish those two anymore. But and talk here. And I also ask in this mess is, where are all the butches? Are you hiding behind some skirt? Are you hiding out? Where are you? Are you putting on earrings and little dresses, or what are you doing out there, butches? I'm certainly standing on butch. I am a butch. I've owned it since whenever I figured it out. And that was sort of from a coma after a car accident, which is how I got my TBI. But sisterhood, oh, you can find on my website. I think that's the best way, rather than trying to tell you who I am. I want you to just go to the website. It's pretty much getting done, and it's totallytraumatic.com. That's totallytraumaticbrain.com, and you can find me there. You can email me, you can call me, you can text me, and I'm doing WhatsApp, all of that stuff. I have some great help. I have a friend that's helping me with doing my website. Because the one I had built years ago just was, it was in my brain. So it was kind of silly. It was very colorful, I have to tell you that. It had the right ideas. But I want to talk about the women's movement prior to you youngsters. There's a whole history behind you. What you've done, if you're socialist, you have just in the eye of every historic female in this country that's ever gotten you the right to vote. That didn't come with socialism. That came with activism. That came much of, I've heard it all, if you're a feminist, you hate men. Well, who gives a crap? But it's not true. But that's what the society has, these little blurbs that they put out, and they send it to our community, and you have this rhetoric in the community. Oh, boy, oh, no, I don't want to be a feminist. That's man-haters. Well, feminism means pro-women. So you do some reading, which I suggest you do. Also do some reading on what the facts are and political views. Fact-check everything that's going on. You know, being blind and... There's a caller here. Oh. Hello.
How are you, my friend? How are you?
I am fine.
My name is Jeff. I'm from the Calpo. I'm on a podcast over here on Spreaker.com on Fearmongering Radio. I used to be on Blog Talk, and I just saw Bring Back Lesbian. What does this mean? I'm a big Melissa Etheridge fan, so I've
Good.
Always liked her.
Okay.
I like her. I like her a lot. I was in a concert one time with a bunch of angry lesbians. I'm not lying, and they gave me a bloody lip. We were in a concert for her, and they, my wife, I gave her all my keys, and I said, "I'm not back in 20 minutes." And they beat me up real good. But anyways,
no,
so what's this? What's this? What what's this all about here?
Well,
this bring back, what's that supposed to mean? I personally don't care if you smash gas or if you plow, but what is this, what does it entail? I see it's a long traumatic thing, and whatever you're talking about, being a lesbian or dyke, whatever you want to call it, what makes me want to care about the show? You tell me.
Let me get a word in here, and I can tell you, I think I can give you my brief scenario and what this radio show is about. It's about lesbians and sisterhood. That's disappeared behind the socialist movement, and lesbians are not our culture, and lesbians have left their culture to just love everybody else. And so what I want to do is make room here for sisterhood. So if sisterhood, you're fine. But that's what the
about. Ma'am, real quick, you're cutting in and out. Are you on a phone or what do you want? Are you on Skype? What do you want?
No, I'm on my computer. I'm on Blog Talk.
Okay, well, I know, but I'm just telling you, you're cutting in and out of my phone. I'm on a mixer here on Spreaker.com. I'm just telling you that I'm on my phone and I'm calling your show. I'm just telling you, you're going in and out. I'm trying to follow along. We have bad sound. It's coming. I'm just telling you. Go ahead. I'm on Spreaker's much better than Blog Talk. Trust me. Spreaker's much better than Blog Talk.
Yeah. So, anyways, I just bring back lesbians to their own culture. That doesn't exclude anybody. It just means that we get back to our culture and the culture of sisterhood.
Well, I don't buy that, ma'am. I think what culture? You're American citizen. You like to smash gas. So what? I mean, I don't care. I don't really think this. You want to start separating. If you want to be accepted and just be all together, don't have separate cultures or separate places. I don't really care. I've owned restaurants. You smash gas. You plowed. You're white, black. I didn't care who you made love to. Just make me money. But I don't. I've never cared. I may not agree with your lifestyle, ma'am, but I agree that you monetize your mind for my job, not your body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. But in the lesbian community, this may help your point. I get your point there. This may help. In the lesbian community, we become very divided over politics. And I'm pissed off about it. So I started the radio show. I'm an American.
Right.
I love America. And
can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? If you come over to Spreaker.com, they put you on 10 different platforms and you get a mixer. You'll be on all these different platforms. You can get your message out and get much better sound. I'm just telling you. If you come over to Fearmongering Radio, I have an echo going. I can hear you. I got music in the background, but I get what you're doing. You will get more for the money here on Spreaker than you on YouTube. I mean, I'm over on Lovely Intent. So you can put your audio up on YouTube as well. But my bottom line is, I started 13 years ago. But it's good sound. But I understand what you're trying to say. But I think when people start separating themselves from their sexuality, you separate yourself from the. Everybody, I think we all are going to get along.
Yeah.
Whatever community you want to say, community,
right.
we're all one.
Right. Good. That's this isn't about separating. It's about creating our space because we are who we are. We deserve a space on the planet. It's not about exclusion at all.
Okay. All right. Let me look at you. You're really hard to listen to because you're going up. My question then, do I, as a white married man, maybe let's say I'm an openly gay married man, do I have my own space as a married man, yes or no?
Well, we do, yes. Whether great, gay or straight, they do.
Okay, where's my space? Where do I start my space up then? I'm just saying, you're giving me a space. Where do I start my space at?
Yeah, your space is the planet Earth. See, when
you
don't
have a space, it's like you have a space to put your old stuff. I'm in my studio. This is my space when I do my thing. Your space, I don't understand it. That's like a liberal, far left liberal or far righty talking. It's a talking point. It's a talking point. Just like Bill Clinton says, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Lewinsky. These talking points on the left and right is why we can't come to the middle on it anymore. Would you not agree?
You know, let me tell you something. You have a point here, and this is the show.
Man, you have bad sound. You have really bad sound. This is why, people, ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly why, ladies and gentlemen, you don't go on Blog, because this lesbian woman has got horrible sound coming through into my phone. This is exactly why Blowtorch Network sucks, because she's in the ghetto network over there, over on Blog Talk. I get she's a lesbian. She likes to smash gash. There's nothing wrong with that. But if she's going to have a message for people, you have to understand what the hell the dyke is saying, or a gay man. This woman It doesn't make any sense. I can't hear a thing she said. She's on speakerphone. This is why podcasting has gone down.
No,
they don't know what good.
I can't handle it, man.
Go bark at the moon.
I gave you a legitimate opportunity, and you came in here. Well, there you have it. I guess now what I need to do is just say, okay, if you're not a lesbian, I'm not going to talk to you. But he had some good points. He had some good points coming in from another radio, obviously not Blog Talk. But I do need to do something. I am concerned if he's right about the sound. Please somebody tell me if the sound is poor. I don't have headphones on, so I don't hear it. So I want the show to be a success. And like he was saying, all about the excluding, that's the whole point of the show. He didn't hear me. It's this whole point. Lesbians exclude other lesbians based on their political view. What's wrong with that? Everything. The whole point is we come together. It doesn't mean that you exclude your brothers or your neighbors or your male coworkers. For God's sake, that's not what this is about. This is about taking back our lives. And lesbians do have a culture. We have a political culture. We have a societal culture. And we do need to stick together as we once did. We once stuck together. Sisterhood is why I'm probably here. Because once I had my accident at 17, I was remaking my life. I came out as a lesbian. And without the love of my sisters and the support, I wouldn't have known where to go to grow. I wouldn't have known who to talk to. When you have that question when you're young and you go, wow, is this going to be a conflict for the world? Am I going to put myself in a lion's mouth? Am I going to be harassed the rest of my life? Am I going to be shoved to the back of the restaurant? Well, all those things happened to me. I was put to the back of the restaurant. See, you younger generation don't know this. You don't know what we fought for you to go to your happy hours and straight people. And that's what I'm trying to say. That we need to bring back sisterhood. If somebody, you know, when I was growing up, I was a Democrat, a true Democrat. We weren't socialist at that point, or that we were aware. It was happening behind the scenes, but we weren't aware of it. I was a Democrat until Obama. And he put it into 2009 ongoing. He put it into a depression almost as bad as the first one. And the stock market crashed, economy crashed, everything crashed. It sucked. And so that whole other thing about what happened to housing and especially California and all that, that's not part of this show. But when you vote for socialism and you vote for Democrats today, that's what you're voting for. Look at Biden's inflation. Look at lumber's up 400%. High taxes. California's raised taxes under Newsom. You support that. So I want somebody to call in that's actually socialist and tell me why you support socialism and you are against free speech, because that's what conservatives are for. Conservatives are for free speech. We're for lower taxes. We're for more money in your pocket, lowering the cost of living, equal, and bringing jobs back to America. Now, tell me how that's bad. Okay, so a friend of mine said to me one time, well, that's not for black people. Well, okay, so more jobs and barriers for black people. Okay, why would the Democrats, socialists, have an interest in keeping anybody, including black communities, whole, dependent on welfare and government resources? The whole idea is strange to me, because whether you were a Democrat or a Republican, my growing up, it didn't matter. We even had discussions, but something very different with socialism is occurring, and it's dangerous, destroying our country. It's divisive. It's hateful. I wouldn't care what party existed if it was pro-violence and killing people, burning people's hard-earned businesses, and oh my God, I wouldn't even for a second, it wouldn't even take me a second to realize that I would not support any party that's pro-discrimination and violence. And spitting on people and chasing conservatives at the restaurants and threatening conservative homes. Tucker was an announcer on Fox years ago. I'm not sure. But he was at home in his family. That was all over this country. And you're a lesbian that supports socialism? You're an idiot. I want to know why. So the whole idea of this and why I started the show, because I'm pissed off because lesbians don't embrace lesbians. If a view is different. Pride? I don't think so. Do I want to be one mind and one view? No, not boring. I'd rather sit down with a lot of different views and be challenged intellectually, socially, in any way, than to have everybody sitting at the table, you know, saying the same thing. Or not, I mean, that's really saying nothing. If you're all going to sit around a table and agree, that's just, you push other people out. That's bullying. Lesbians have become rude and bullies. And don't even get started on transgender in women's sports. I know the socialists are all for it. Your president is vying by it. He's doing it. He's alluding to the trans flag. And don't have to be supportive of everybody in the LGBT alphabet. It's going to probably, by the time I'm old enough to kick the bucket, it's probably going to be 30 letters, because God help us if we have anybody. So I'm an offender. I'm a deplorable, and I'm proud, and I'm a lesbian and a butch. I'm not a non-binary, whatever all these new terms are. I'm not queer. I have no problem with the labels, as I don't want new labels. I'm kind of happy with the old ones. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. Oh, another thing. Okay, this happened to me this afternoon. I have a broken toe, and I've been in bed for 2 days. So a little sleepy-headed at the moment, but I'm getting riled up. My rant is starting. When lesbian meets, they put out this ladies. Not a lady. My mother was a gorgeous lady. She was a model, opera singer. She dressed like Jacqueline Kennedy. She's just amazing. Her hats and gloves. And oh my God, maybe that's why I'm a lesbian, because my mom is so beautiful. And, you know, but born a lesbian, can't do anything about it. So I want to support us lesbians and sisterhood. So, but she was very lovely. So when I think of a lady, I think about my mother. I am not a lady. And I have these Facebook lesbian things. They got full of guys anyway. So I got bumped out of one group because I said, why don't you change the name to deplorables, to socialists, or to whatever you're doing, and call it lesbian, because half of the people in here are not lesbians. So I got bumped out of that group. I bumped out of another lesbian group because I didn't want to be called a lady. That's what you're supporting. Yeah, but boy, you're going to get Black and Afro right. You're going to get Latina and Latino right. You're going to get all that right. Because God help you if you offend somebody. But boy, you don't have a problem shitting on your own people. Where are the butches? I need to talk to a butch. I have a butch best friend, and she's miles away. I think it's time for a visit so we can have a meeting of minds. Without excluding anybody else, of course. So the guy earlier on the show pointed out that the sound on this sucked. So I've got all these little banners coming up. The show should have started. I have no idea. I'm not very happy with Blog Talk. And the last time I was on, the Apple Music came on and it completely would not shut off. I'll probably delete that show. So hey, I'm a newbie. I'm a newbie. I'm just trying to get all this right. And then I bet socialists, calling all socialists, Democrats, I bet you love the news. The New York City psychiatrist, the shrink, tells a Yale audience she fantasizes about shooting and killing white people. Okay? So that's what you choose. And you choose that and condemn conservatives because we don't buy in to killing people, burning the nation, burning your city. We believe you sit down at the table with different views and you talk. She was applauded and supported by people shooting white people in the head. This is her fantasy? Lesbians, boy, I'll tell you. You know what I'm going to get my lesbian card? If you can hear me, blog talk sound. I think I'm just going to give up being a lesbian. I fit, and I don't want to fit. I'm going to start some other something. I'm going to start something else. I haven't decided what I'm going to call it, but I'm going to do lesbian two kind of thing. So I've been pissed off, and I don't care what your views are. I want to talk to you. I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to share facts. I want to share events. And that's not what's happening. And I want to make it very clear that the conservatives have never, ever changed the position. Do you hear me? Equal for all, prosperity, lower taxes, more money in your pocket. And save America. We had gas before Biden at $2.95 a gallon. It is now under Newsom, Biden. So I don't know what it is in your state. Most states are probably doing better if they're not. The states that are doing well are not under Democrat rule. I should say regime. Okay, so my generation made your freedoms. So being straight people wasn't our point, okay? So now you're all straight. Back to the alphabet, the LGBT alphabet. I support every letter of the alphabet. I support everybody on this planet. Do I agree? No, I don't agree on trans. I don't have to. But under your socialist Democrats party, it is you have to love, agree with everything. You're a chameleon. You just suck. Everything you sit on, you absorb. You are it. And you know you don't have. This is partly women too, because so many women can't say no. Well, the Me Too movement. You know, yeah, you all ran and supported that. I didn't. Jobs on my merit. I didn't choose to sleep with somebody or put myself in a position. I mean, it was the reality of the Hollywood. It was the reality of, you know, of the relationships in the film industry and all of that. And I wouldn't have done that. I'm supporting people who women say no. I'm supporting women who will find another way to get a job or will find another job. Or fight for the rights of women to not sleep with guys to get a job. I mean, there's that. That's what we did in the old days. You know, I wanted to be Mario Andretti, but that wasn't possible because you know, only the couple of women that have gotten through the gates are straight. You know that, right? Race car drivers. I love race car driving. I was raised on collector cars and fat cars and. I think I've got gasoline instead of blood, but I didn't get that opportunity. But I fought for you to have that opportunity. You're younger than 50 or younger than 40 or whatever. But I fought. I lost opportunities for you to have. I accepted I lost and I went on my way and I did very well. But I fought. I demanded that I be seated with my female dinner date by the window and not shoved into the back of the room. I went through all of that. You people are just dumb. You socialists, lesbians are just dumb. I mean, you think blacks the only ones that have ever been discriminated against? No. Discrimination wrong? Absolutely. It sucks, and I hate it. I work in an industry where I have every size, every color, and I love everybody. I love my clients. I've been invited to more weddings, more barbecues, more picnics than I can shake a stick at. I don't look at people when there used to be that was kind of shut down. I'm not that old to understand why, but I'm colorblind. I just don't do people that way. I'm like you or I'm not going to like you. I'm going to invite you to my home for dinner or I'm not. But I don't believe in discrimination. And I believe where you're taking us is going to be very ugly. And I am old enough where I probably won't be alive to see the results you're causing. Right now, you're causing enough headaches. And I don't want to be heterosexual, but I guess socialist lesbians do because they don't want to think for yourself. And the women's sports thing is just, you know, just rude. And, you know, I had this little, I'm not a person who thinks bad thoughts this way. That's probably because I have brain damage. I probably don't have that gene. But I once in a while thought about the purple-haired soccer player, being invited to the White House when, thank God, Trump had it then and we had things good. I don't like Trump. That's another conversation we're going to have. I don't pick political based on popularity. I base what they are, what they're going to do. Action. And I'm a person of action. You people, you know, whoever wins the popularity contest, it's in. I mean, it's just sick. It's wrong. So recalling history, and I'm going to do some sisterhood quotes. Probably most of you know they even exist, or most of you pick up the book, Sisterhood is Powerful. I don't recall what it says. I just recall I read it, and from that book, I went out and bought a bumper sticker. Okay, this caused problems later, but when I grew up a second time, my accident because I grew up a second time. A woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle. I had that on the back of my car. And we all had bumper stickers like that. We were so out and, oh my God, sisterhood. We loved each other. We didn't care what your politics were. We were anti-violence. We created Take Back the Night. We were part of women attacking their assailant, beating them up. I don't know about the guy who called and he was kind of weird. Not sure a lesbian could beat him up, but or whatever thing was. But I do honor the fact that he said Blog Talk was not, that my sound was bad. So Jeff or whoever out there, I'm going to do something about that. But guess what? We got so powerful. Sisterhood, lesbians were so powerful. Oh, and lesbian mechanics or mechanics. I didn't ask them who they slept with. But I could take my car to a women's mechanic shop. You have not lived since you take a car to a female shop. And then this stuff started to happen. I guess lesbians started to we were told we were offending, that we hated men, and society put that out, put us back in the corner, and too many lesbians listened. So we started having our cars damaged if we had a woman with a man is like a fish with a bicycle. We started having our property, just kinds of things. It was really, really horrible. And then once AIDS hit, all the lesbians kind of left Kleenex and they never came back. Left me all by myself because I'm really not into throwing out the Kleenex. But let me be clear. This, and the guy who called in, you know, it's, let me be clear, this is not a program for exclusiveness. It's a program anti-exclusiveness, but with added lesbians have a culture. We have a history. We've been discriminated against. We need to stick together, and that's not inclusive, okay? You can run to men with the Kleenex, you can, but what you've done is in all of this leaving you've done. This is what women do. Whoever's sick, they're going to come on with the Kleenex. And what happens? And this is with caregivers, female caregivers, lesbian or not. Female caregivers, 67% is a certain low percentage of men that are caregivers, but men do caregiving different. They hire somebody to do the toilet stuff in the showers. Women do all the grunt and the dirty work. They're just getting more diapers, getting more diapers. Oh, man, it doesn't stay enough. Have it. Let me have it. And so that's, you know, if there seems to be some compelling gene in the brain for women that are just doormats. I mean, just run to being a doormat. And I don't know. But when AIDS woke up, I was sitting there going, well, where'd everybody go? Where'd everybody go? And carpenters and contractors, women. My partner had some work done on the house, and this was after I had been a union carpenter, but I was working on union projects I wasn't working on. But independently, I joined a women's carpentry group, and we go out and hire us to do decks and fences, stuff like that, and it was great. It was great. Gosh, you don't know those times. I'm never going to forget them. Because the brain-injured individual, disabled, I had community. I had a place to go. And today, if a young girl is finding out her sexuality is lesbian, she has nowhere to go. She's going to look around and she's going to go, oh, lesbians are just rude. They're bullies, socialists. They hate themselves. They run from themselves. They hide from themselves. They put others who disagree with them in the closet. Boy, I don't think that looked too good. I don't think so. Fought for your rights, and you just spit dry. Turn the other cheek, business. I didn't get to be Mario Andretti. I was blocked. I wanted to be, I had an MBA, and I wanted to, well, I went, he was worked on MGs on one side of his garage with Porsche. I also owned those, but I wanted to be a mechanic. And this is after my accident. I mean, my accident was at 17, and I had brain damage, but I had so much power in the lesbian community that I could be anything I wanted to be. However, society was still looking me in the back if I had a female gay, because I look gay. I'm a butch. There's no hiding out, you know. And all the things that happened, I've had doors closed in my face. I've been denied. I've been discriminated against more than probably anybody I've ever heard. There for a while, being white wasn't the in-truth. Being stable certainly still isn't accepted as it should be. And that I was butch lesbian, so I came from that world. And heck. It wasn't that long ago that I was verbally assaulted in a local restaurant. So, you know what? I want a movement, no discrimination. I want everybody to be prosperous. I want everybody to do it, to find their potential. And making people, and advertising and film, that's what I want to talk about. So I... On the first radio show I did, I'll get this right eventually, but I was talking about the fact that I actually saw a lesbian on TV. Now, you socialists and Democrats and other lesbians or whoever, you've been supporting gay men. They're all over. I can't stand it because they're lesbians, they're open and they're out in film. You know what that means? That gay male writers that write, or writers that write, you know, for gay men doing, are getting jobs. Me as a screenwriter, I was already told, make the character a guy. Well, what's wrong with American Indian? Well, it's getting really disturbing. It's getting really disturbing. Why don't we look at everybody's film, good film, their script, and give everybody a chance? What is this? You know, in order to rise up this person, I got to damn this person, I've got to exclude this person. What is wrong with humans? I mean, I thought we evolved from, we did evolve 6 million years ago in primates, but I didn't know that people were still on the thing. Okay. So that problem I have is that we just completely are weird. We're this lesbian community is what is to this thing. And closed, very closed. And it's just, you know, ladies, and if you stick up for yourself, you're bounced out of groups. What's with that? That's so sick. Oh, my God. Anyway, so the problem is, but anyways, I saw a lesbian, and it was beautiful presentation, and I wrote the production company to tell them thank you. I bet you probably no other lesbian wrote them and said that, because that's the, because all lesbians are straight now, right? They're all queer and straight. So, you know, and don't say you're a lesbian. You have to say gay, because lesbian's too out loud. It's correct. Here's, and I mentioned this already on my show, but it bears mentioning again, because it just is my gripe too. I have a few, because we don't have any lesbians. If I watch all these smart channels, they're all dumb because they're all straight. Oh, my God. Sometimes I just watch TV and I think, oh my God, I pray to see a butch, pray to see a real lesbian, not someone who's a woman and who's murdered her, or and they don't even show any action between them. They just tell you she's a lesbian. But with gay men, because of lesbians bringing them up, it's easier for women to bring up men than it is to bring up themselves. It's easier for them to submit to men than to say no. I still see this in girls in general being brought up. It's just, you know, it's just like, oh, you know, pink and just be pretty and, you know, and just be quiet. Just agree. Don't offend. And this is just disgusting. And I grew up to challenge and to think for myself. And I got an education where I could think, pro-thinking. So I used to have brain damage radio. Well, this is still brain damage radio because there's not going to be any change for me on that score. But this whole socialist thing pissed me off and why the radio show. And then dating, I was on a dating site, and it was, oh, I really want to say the words, it was so vulgar. It looked like it was a dating site for porn for men. And it just, it was disturbing. I had nightmares for a while. Oh, God, I thought, how? Gender equality is kind of where I'm hoping we go, this chameleon disguise ourselves, hide behind straight people thing. But the film and writing, it's imperative that we allow good writers, great writers to come through the portal and don't spend so much time chopping it up on an assembly block. Like, this is good, but oh, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have this, it doesn't have that. Make this one black, this one pink, make this one blue, make this one, you know, it's like, God, are we having a headache yet? Are we having a freaking headache? God, just bring in the talent. Bring in the people. Excluding, you know, start your banner parade, your pride. Start having pride in yourselves and bringing your sisters up. Celebrate lesbians. Celebrate sisterhood. Make it happen. Because we're the ones, we changed the world. You don't know this. We changed the world in America. I was part of that. We helped change other countries. In Costa Rica last year, there were pride flags flying. You know, it's just incredible. But if we don't do it, it doesn't get done. Everybody else is too complacent. We're the difference. We're the difference. Movies with a lesbian and a lesbian couple, happy couple, they make out, they have sex, wow, okay, we have to lesbian, and my script is not a lesbian film. It's a film for everybody. The main character is a lesbian. And in probably in the first 25 pages, she had some hot sex. So, you know, but lesbian style, not man style, not you know, for men, I mean to say. And well, and it's pathetic. It's pathetic that I can't get a shot. I don't know if, well, I have a very famous mentor, so I do know the script's good. And so I have a chance. And is it fair that I die without ever making this amazing movie for lesbians, for women? It's great. It's funny. You know, a 13-year-old could watch it. It's nothing in their face in the sense of you know, this is wrong. This is alternative. And not every 13-year-old should see it. So you look at the 13-year-old. But it's something that for younger lesbians, younger girls can be making those choices who I want to be. And she's powerful. This character is powerful. Hiding on rocks, becoming a chameleon and disguising herself and pushing up people that disagree in corners. She's fabulous. And she hands up in the end with an amazing relationship. And how that happens, it's just amazing. The story is original, but I won't get a shot at it. I won't get a shot at it. I've been shot down many times. And then also the film industry, if you haven't guessed, it's all hysterical socialists. I was told on Twitter that by a producer that I would never, ever sell a screenplay in Hollywood because I'm an out conservative. And you've witnessed what the stoning occurring in Hollywood and everything affairs. I mean, I would rather my film be made in Canada anyway. Two of my favorite films were made in Canada. I'm from Canada, long, long, long time ago. And I have a higher regard for Europe and Glasgow puts out some good films, but they're highly gay. I can watch a commercial and it's two guys. I don't want that for women. Are you happy absorbing being a million into the gay men's movement? Making them? They don't do anything for you. Have you noticed that? They haven't done anything for you, and they don't promote lesbian films. They're not going to buy my script. You have to understand that you live in a world that doesn't exist. If you think that turning the other cheek and, elevate men and they'll remember and they'll help us. No, not even women help men. I know a couple of lesbian film producers, a writer for the L Word, which I thought sucked. But anyways, she took my script and said, hey, I'll read it. She didn't read it in a year. And I called back the script. And you know what her assistant said to me? She sent back the script. She had a note in it. She said, I wish she had read this. This is excellent. Lesbians turn on each other quicker than a rattlesnake. And I wanted to stop. And that's sisterhood. Right. Here's a quote. Sisterhood quotes. There is space within sisterhood for likeness and difference, for the subtle difference that challenge and delight. There is space for disappointment and surprise. Christine Downing. Sisters share a bond unlike any other, thornier, but also tender, full of possibility. Joy Mala. Blood, water, paint. Sisters share a bond unlike any. Be divided by the color of our skin. Be united by the color of our blood. Amen, sister. Sometimes when we meet people, we feel a connection, a sense of sisterhood. And usually that sense is correct. Well, these people, these women in sisterhood and feminists are rolling in their graves right now. This is some old stuff. And it just, they're pissed off. So I thought the radio show would help them sort of, they're pissed off. Power, lift, fortify each other. The positives are associated every last one. That comes from Deborah Day. I believe in the power of sisterhood. So be that sister that another woman needs, or when you need a lift, find a sister. Cheryl Barton. One sister away. That's what I'm talking about. Show's about to end, and that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to read it one more time. Also, my book, Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain. You can buy it on my website. You can buy it on Amazon. You can buy it on eBay. You can buy it on Goodreads. You can buy it pretty much anywhere. It's everywhere. Also, that's the paperback, and also you can buy the audiobook. My next book coming out, I'm meeting the editor next week, in 2 weeks, and I'm shopping for a publisher for that. That one is for brain injury survivors like myself, and they find the path to our abundance, and I talk about recovery and disability, and I get into my life, which is a wild toad ride, to say the least. That's pretty exciting. All right, so I'm going to read this again. I believe in the power of sisterhood. So be that sister that another woman needs, or when you need a lift, find a sister. Not today, you won't. Unless you plug into the board, let them put that hose in your head. Blessing sisterhood can bestow. I think the greatest is to be known, really known, coin cell. I'm a living testament that deep, amazing platonic friendships can and do exist between men and women, and my life is better for it all. She's talking about surrogate sisters. I aspire to be the best sister I can be. Wherever we end up, this is my heartfelt pledge of sisterhood. Melanie Polaski. So you can see that they're pride. And, you know, I think of so many things that I script the show. And today, because I didn't feel well with the broken toe and being, you know, sleep for 2 days, I want to kind of finish with something that's not political. I saw on the 16th of June a amazing woman. She was on Got Talent, but the UK, European, I don't watch the American version. And she came out on stage. You get a good feel about her energy. And that's another thing I really want to talk about sometimes, energy. But I really got a good hit on her energy. I was thinking, wow, what's she going to do? She sang, and is it too late? She wrote it. An amazing, amazing singer. And I didn't get her name. I put it on Facebook, though, so I can get her name. But her pledge to her life with cancer and not knowing how long she would live, don't wait until life gets good to be happy. Don't wait till life gets good minus the bad things to be happy. Be happy every day for everything you have and where you're going. Added that. Sometimes the answer, I thought about this last night, and I'm just always making decisions and working and deciding. And I thought after, you know, in bed for 2 days with a broken toe, it occurred to me that I'm too much action. I need to, you know, meditate more. I don't like the word, but I do need to do that. And need to let go more. And another thing I want to offer that I learned lately for my sisters is that let go and letting it happen are really powerful. It's really powerful. And don't make decisions when you feel bad. Now, that's a hard one for survivors of brain injury because our head can feel bad. So I'm learning to understand more what that aching brain or hurt brain feels like, avoid that. But when it happens, to just chill and wait till it passes. So I want to just say that if you've listened, I'm just, if when I get off the show, I'm going to listen. I hope this, because I've got all these flashy messages in front of me saying it's not recording, and I don't know. I think I will probably leave Blog Talk. So I'm hoping that you heard something of interest to you today. I just, like I said, I'm a beginner. I'm a writer, screenplays, books, and I just decided that I wanted to break out of my shell. And how best to do that than a radio show? Bring out who I am and not in fear of the fallout. Because today, that's exactly when you speak up about being conservative or wanting people to prosper, wanting no discrimination. I mean, throw that out the window. We're too intelligent and too good of people to be going round and round this bullshit. It's time to just get over it and get on. Get over it and get on. I'm definitely going to carry the flag, get there per se, or maybe we did mostly get there, but nobody was really talking about it, so maybe nobody knew. But I think we got there. We did. I think we did a damn good job. We put out all the resources. We put out everything, taxpayers. I guess that's my cue. So have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful evening. Take sisters to lunch. That's outside your clique. Listen to a conservative lesbian. And welcome all sisters, call her ladies. And where are the butches anyway? God damn it, where are the butches? Jeez. I think but really get what I'm saying here. So we are in the countdown. So watch the Star Trek, the board, and you'll see yourselves if you're socialist. And is that really what you want to make everybody? And if that's really what you want, your party's already that. So you can look at Kamala Harris and Newsom and Biden and see that that's what you voted for, incompetence and demented stupidity. If it represented my party, I would run the other way. So, but that's what you chose. That's what you chose. And so now all of us are paying the price, including minorities, including women, all paying the price for that vote. And it's a damn shame. Out of here. Have a great day. And thank you. Think about it. Dinner time. Is it your dinner time? It must be 4 o'clock. Yes, it's 4 o'clock. Yes. Handsome dog. Handsome dog. Yes, I'm chit-chatting about you on the radio. Yes, you have one ear. You have one ear down. And that tail. Boy, that tail wags. Oh, my goodness.
you know.